This is CPR News, NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new air quality bill is the latest point of disagreement between Governor Jared Polis and environmental justice advocates. CPR Sam Brash reports.
The legislation concerns rules to cut pollution from large factories. The governor's administration approved a final version last year, which allows companies to pay for compliance in certain circumstances. That's a massive loophole, according to State Representative Manny Rutinel, a Democrat representing Commerce City. By closing it, he says his bill would restore trust in communities most impacted by air pollution.
The governor has an interest in making sure that these communities are on his side. So I think that there's room there to make sure that we come to some negotiations.
But a spokesperson for the governor's office says the 2023 rules are working and it has serious concerns about the new proposal. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Butterfly Pavilion and Colorado State University are working together to help increase the study of insects and other ecosystems. The pavilion will work with three of the school's colleges to increase research and educational opportunities, and they hope raising people's awareness around invertebrates. Invertebrates like butterflies make up 97% of all animal species, according to the Butterfly Pavilion. Fire danger is high for parts of southern Colorado through this afternoon. Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Canyon City, all under a weather service red flag warning, and mostly sunny for now all across Colorado. Vail and Aspen could see more snow as early as tomorrow night. Metro Denver could get more snow by Sunday and Monday. For today, it's highs above 60. This is CPR News, NKRCC.